Hey everybody, welcome to the MTG Plays podcast. I'm Corey here. This is part two of the continuation of the Vintage Cube chat that we were doing. Me and Josh finished the episode here because Jake had to leave abruptly. So if you haven't watched part one, please go back and do that. That's the previous episode. Enjoy. We're going to start off with our segments here and then jump back into where we left off on the previous podcast.
Corey's crazy card.
All right. My Corey's crazy card today is the Quarium Trench Gnomes. This is a 4-mana 1/1 gnome creature that you could tap to make a Plains produce colorless until the end of game.
Oh.
Definitely. Instead of Plains. So the Plains now taps to colorless.
Oh. Yes. The reminder text, use counters.
Yeah.
Make sure you remember.
Yeah.
What would the Oracle text even be on that?
The Oracle text is, if target Plains is tapped for mana, it produces colorless instead of white mana. This effect lasts indefinitely.
Okay. You don't need a counter. The old one's just like, use counters. Make sure you remember.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
It also only replaces the white mana produced by the Plains. So if the Plains somehow produces a different color, like you have Joiner Adept or Urborg or something, it can still produce that color.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
All right. Well, my crazy combo is going to go with a top 10 card of Vintage Cube, Fractured Identity. This time, we're playing in Commander. All right, so Fractured Identity, someone's new card, the Charismatic Conqueror. There's that 2-mana Vampire Soldier, 2/2 with Vigilance. Whenever an artifact or creature enters the battlefield untapped under opponent's control, they may tap that permanent. If they don't, you create a 1/1 Vampire with lifelink. So this, crazily enough, is a lot of rules that just ends the game in a draw. So, say if the fourth player has this Charismatic Conqueror and I play Fractured Identity onto that, and then both me and Corey and Jake all get a Conqueror, right? That has, like, Corey's Conqueror is going to see that I got a creature enter the battlefield. So I'm going to have a creature enter the battlefield. His trigger is going to go on the stack, and I may have it to tap it or untap it. Let's say I choose Corey. I'm going to tap it. That way you don't get a vampire. But then Jake's Conqueror is looking at me being like, hey, you had a new creature. Are you going to tap it? Well, I can't tap it anymore. It's already tapped. So Jake's going to make a 1/1. Once Jake makes that 1/1, Corey's guy is going to ask again, hey, do you want to tap that? And he'd be like, okay, fine, I'll tap it. But then my Conqueror is going to say, hey, you need to tap that, but he can't. So I make a 1/1. And this loops indefinitely until there's a draw.
It's a combo you can't get out of.
It's a combo you can't get out of. And it just ends the game. No one wins. So maybe think twice before you Fractured Identity a Charismatic Conqueror.
Commander. It's funny.
Oh god. Alright. I guess get back into it, or what are you feeling?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright. Now we're going to get out Mana Flare for Goblin Engineer. Engineer pumps up those artifact decks. I don't think Mana Flare was like played like ever. I mean, it was when Palakron was in, when you can like bounce Palakron over and over and over again for Infinite Storm, but he hasn't been in a while, so I don't really see where people would be playing Mana Flare.
Yeah, an engineer just hopes to get more artifacts.
Yeah, good change.
Mind Collapse is out for Pyrokinesis. Every time I saw Mind Collapse, I was like, why is this not just Pyrokinesis? So I like this change.
Yeah, yeah, free spell, man. Free spells. This time, anytime.
Yep.
Mind Collapse was, yeah. All right, Mizzium Mortars. It was a good removal spell, but now for a delayed fireball, or delayed blast fireball. So the instant speed, 3 mana, deals 2 damage to each opponent and each creature they control. The spell was cast from exile, deals 5, has foretell for 6. Funny enough, we were talking about, what was that, Bring to Light? Where you pay 4 mana and cast a spell from exile. So this is another little funny combo you can do with Bring the Light.
Just do 5 damage to everything. Oh, it also works with like Questing Druid if you impulse draw and then play it.
Yep. Flalia, the new Inti.
That's funny.
Seems good.
We got Mystic's Mastery out for Experimental Synthesizer. It's a real value engine, especially with it, with Goblin Engineer. So I think that'll be good.
Yeah. Or if you have Emery, Lurker of the Law. Mizzix Mastery is gone because of Dream Halls is gone. So all those big spells are gone. Nahiri's Warcrafting is out for Pirate Spellbomb. I don't think I'd like saw anybody play the Warcrafting. It's just too slow.
I never ever saw it.
It's too slow, and the more upside you need is that you need more mana to cast the next card that you get on random.
Right.
Yeah. Good trade.
Pia Nalar is out for Bray's Apprentice. It's kind of just a cheaper version that gives you Thopter.
Yeah. Yeah, it just similar seems like cards. A strict upgrade. Yeah, it seems good. All right, another ritual, Pyretic Ritual is out for Rite of Flame. Baral is gone, and all like those mana reducers are gone, so like the 2 mana rituals aren't any better than the 1 mana ritual, so why not just have the 1 mana ritual?
I do hate that you get that there's only 1 Rite of Flame. Like, let me have like 4, please, in the queue. Dream of getting like 1 for 4.
That's a different type of cube we're doing now, though.
Ah!
What is that like? The something knowledge is that blue draw card one.
Yeah, the other more. One. Yeah. Runaway Steamkin's out for Rada's Firebrand. I'm actually a pretty big fan of the Steamkin, but we'll see how this goes. It works with the like domain deck.
Yep, domain warriors are here. All right, Twin is gone for Valakar. Exploration, some more landfall payoffs. I love exploration. What's great about exploration too is that if you don't cast it, it still deals damage. It's great. Great card.
I rarely saw anyone play Squeeze, so I'm fine with that being out.
Yep.
For Gut True Soul. We'll see how that goes, but it's a pretty good card. It's played in some commander decks.
Baldur's Gate, man. It just seems great sacrificing a Mox to make a 4/1 skeleton. That seems awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
That seems vintage QB. All right, Sulfuric Vortex. No, for Rampaging Ferocidon. Ferocidon's fine, but it kind of like battles like if you want this in an aggro deck, but you're also playing creatures, which then the damage doesn't really matter to you, I guess.
Yeah.
But I love Sulfuric Vortex, but it was in just mono red burn.
Yeah, that was basically no other home. It. Whereas this, you could play this in there and does to get the same kind of effect.
Yeah. All right. Gonna miss you. Changes need to be made.
Thunderbaugh's out for which was a big house when you played it. For Embercleave, which is a bigger house when you play it. Just
yeah.
Punishes them. It's especially if they don't block after you swing with a few things.
Yeah, love Embercleave. Okay, we got enough dragons. Fine.
Yep.
All right, Zealous Conscripts is gone for the Flame Tongue Kavu. It's a classic card.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic. I don't know. I still like Conscripts better, but...
Yeah, I feel like they could have kept the Conscripts, even though the twin package is gone, but it's a fine trade.
All right, on to green. Arbor Elf is out for the Arboreal Grazer, which puts land into play taps from your hand. It's not as good, but it's an okay replacement. They want
this lands archetype to go, so I guess it's all right. I forget what, like, there was, like, a modern deck with the Grazer, I feel like, in there.
Yeah.
Comboed with it somehow.
Wasn't it, like, the Amulet Titan thing, or you just...
Sure.
Bounced it, you put in the bounce lands?
Yep.
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I mean, it's still good, because, like, turn one, you could play, like, you could play Forest, play this, put the bounce land into play, bounce your Forest.
Mm.
And then you get the bounce land into play on turn one.
Okay, okay. I love that. All right. I see it. All right, Birthing Pod is gone for Sentinel of the Nameless City.
This was a house in LCI drafts, so we'll see how good it is in Vintage.
Just artifacts. Making artifacts seems great. 3/4?
3/4 Vigilance for 3. When we're in packs, you just make a map. Like,
yeah.
Good.
Making artifacts is good. I didn't really like Birthing Pod. Like, you needed that specific deck, and I just never did it.
Deranged Hermit's gone, which was pretty decent card, I think, for the Nashobi Brawler, which is just low to the ground domain, trample creature.
Warriors.
Yeah, it's Warriors too.
Oh man, the Garg is gone. Elder Gargroth gone. Oh,
that was a good one.
Yeah, for Ogier Kalsim, Deepest Growth, that the green new god.
Yeah, it's another one you deal damage, you can play stuff for free. It's not bad. It's worth a try.
Yeah, worth a try. I probably prefer Garg, but that's we'll try it out.
Finale's out. I mean, that's fine. There's still like Green Sun and is Hoof still in it too, or they take Hoof out.
Mm-hmm.
For Scapeshift,
yeah.
Which really works with Valakut.
Yep.
Which Valakut and Hedron Crab and Field of the Dead and Titania.
Field of the Dead, Titania. Yeah, I'm excited for Scapeshift. Big fan. Force of Vigor is gone for Nature's Claim. I love this. I didn't really like Force. You really needed a hit 2 to make Force okay. Where you're 2/2ing. You are down 2 cards for their 2 cards. But Nature's Claim, 1 mana, 1/1 is great.
Hornet Queen's out, which is pretty good, reanimator, but Gruff Triplets might be better.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, excited for Gruff
Triplets. It's very castable. It's also good with Flash and Reanimator.
Reminds me, I should make some tokens of Gruff Triplets. That'd be great. They must have tokens, actual tokens. Hmm. Okay.
It's probably just copy.
Probably just copy. Look at it. Invasion of Ikoria is gone for Lotus Cobra.
Lotus Cobra. Good for landfall. It's way better.
Big fan. Love Lotus Cobra.
I don't care for battles that much to begin with, so.
No. Fetch lands are always good in Vintage Cubes, so Lotus Cobra, let's go. I'm excited.
Horga Tree Speaker. I was a fan of that, but it's in for Sakura Tribe Elder, or Sakura Tribe Scout, I mean. Which is tap, put a land card into play from your hand. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to be sad about the Tree Speaker, but that's all right. Oath of Druids is gone for Prismatic Omen. So Omen works well with like the Valakult stuff and, I mean, 5-color piles.
Yeah, I mean, now I can play some 5-color piles.
And it's kind of cheesy with Domain, I guess.
Yeah. It, I mean, Oath was fun, though, just to, like, slam some stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be back for sure. I'm sure Oath would be back sometimes.
Regrowth is out for Spelunking. Spelunking, I love the last part because it's kind of like the Amulet of Vigor.
Yeah, it's exactly
Amulet. The first part, I don't even think, is there even any caves in the thing? So that doesn't park.
No.
Just draw a card, put a land to play.
Yeah. I mean, just being Amulet is good enough. Like, in Regrowth, I mean, you only played that if you opened up a Time Walk, so. Happy. Survival of the Fittest is gone for Once Upon a Time. Should buff up green a bit.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time's good. It's like a fetch at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Thrun is out, which I just lost to last Vintage Cube. I got beat the heck down by Thrun.
Yeah.
My boy, Tarmogoyf is back. Hey. It's time to shine again.
Yep. Yeah, I think that was the thing with Thrun is that it was just, it's like True Name Nemesis, where it's like, it's so annoying to lose.
Yeah, you just can't interact with it.
Yeah.
True Name is not as bad to me because this, like, I literally can't hit it with non-green spells. Like,
yeah.
So dumb. And it's indestructible on their turn. So my only way is to remove it. I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Whereas if it was annoying. The other one, at least I had more turns to win. Like,
I guess, yeah. So. Yep. Alright. Utopia Sprawl is gone for Dryad of the Elysian Grove. It's same thing as Prismatic Omen.
Mm-hmm.
Domain and Valakult stuff. Good change.
Yeah, then we got Workshop Wharf Chief is out for Wild Nikal.
Warriors.
Domain Warrior. I was thinking maybe we could play some Zoo again in here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this card. Especially with Triumphs. Like, oh, man. Perfect fit. Mr. Worldspine Worm is gone for Astral Dragon. I'm excited to play with Astral Dragon, but I also really liked Worldspine Worm, so.
Yeah. I mean, it still works with Flash. So.
Yeah.
Red and Realmbreaker, I felt like that was a little slow.
Yeah.
Didn't for the like cube, it. So that's fine if that's out. For Court of Garenbrig, which it's a Monarch card. Monarch's always good, and you can get some 1/1 counters.
Yep. All right, Soul Herder is gone for Temish Reality Architect. Yeah.
This card followed me around in Kamigawa. I opened like 7 of them in draft.
Yeah, he doesn't seem that good, but he seems pretty good in cube if you have a Black Lotus.
Yep.
And also, it works with the lands, I guess.
Works with Moxes, too, if they like, blow it up or something.
Seems fun to try out.
Urzalor Protector's out for Shoryokai Genesis Engine. So that's for the crew vehicles deck again.
Mixed tokens. Draws
yeah,
cards. Mixed
tokens, yep.
Seems great. Oh no, my boy Scarab God is gone. Shoot. For Sunken Ruins. I like how they're adding more dual lands though over cards. Like, lands are pretty important. And Sunken Ruins does help my Doomsday piles, so.
Yeah. I'd rather have Scarab God.
Yeah, I know. Scarab God's so good.
Thief of Sanity, that was a good card too. It's out for Kaito. Kaito's fun.
Yeah.
Fun to play with Kaito.
I enjoy Kaito. Thief, I don't know. I always tended to cut it in my decks, but then I get destroyed by it, by my opponents, so. I don't know. Maybe I need to play him more, but he's gone right now, so whatever. Assassin's Trophy over Witherbloom Command. I think strict upgrade. I like Command a lot. Can almost always 2-for-1, so.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Assassin's Trophy because it hits anything, but.
Yeah, being able to hit anything is nice.
Witherbloom Command is good too.
Yeah. If you can 2-for-1 with it, it's so good.
Yeah. It's probably better for Vintage Cube because most of the things are smaller. So
yeah, it's not so broad.
Fiend Artisan's out for Mosswood Dreadknight. I think Dreadknight is insanely good. Like, it's just a lot of value. You can keep drawing cards off of it and playing it again if it dies.
Yeah. Love it. Great, great upgrade. Barely saw Fiend Artisan. When it worked, but you barely saw him. They're cutting the green talismans for the green bounce lands, so we can kind of skip over those, but yay, bounce lands. I'm excited for that fast spawn. Unlimited landfall.
Yeah, and they're cutting Vraska for a bounce land.
Yep.
Kogala's out for Territorial Kavu, another domain card.
Domain.
Magma Opus is out for Fire and Ice.
Yep. Another talisman gone for another dual land. I'm liking more lands, please. Because Corey keeps taking them all.
Yeah, I got to draft them all. I got to draft all the lands. Jaretti's out, which is fine because I never played him.
Vile Smasher. He was powerful.
Jaretti, I played him a little bit, but
he was so powerful. I'm going to miss it. But Vile Smasher seems really fun with all of these new force spells.
Yeah.
I've only seen Vile Smasher and Commander, of course, but in 1v1s, the randomness is just, it's only your opponent. This seems hilarious.
They flipped the Graven Cairns for Haunted Ridge. It's basically the same thing. It's the dual land.
Yeah.
Croaks is out for Molten Collapse. If you descended this turn, you get both. No, I think Croaks are better than that.
Yeah. There was Uro. There was other things fighting for the graveyard. But yeah, I don't feel like Molten Collapse is going to stay.
To me, it's a worse Terminate, but people are arguing that it's better. So yeah, argument, debate about it. But I just don't like that it's not an instant.
Yeah, that is a big, big thing. And they're like, oh, you can 2-for-1.
Talisman out for the black-red dual land that turns into a rat or an insect with menace.
Kitchen Finks for Renegade Railier, which this seems cool with Black Lotus. I keep saying Black Lotus, but hey, it's
everything's good with Black Lotus, right?
It's Vintage Cube. You got it. You got to think about it. Knight of Autumn for Quisali Pride Mage. Big fan of Pride Mage. I think it's a fine upgrade. I mean, it's a side grade, I guess. Knight was good.
Well, this could be fun. Sigarda's out for Torsten.
Oh, thank God Sigarda's out. I hated that card. That's so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was very good. But Torsten could be good because you bring it in and you can like get some value and then like sack it off to get 7/1s. Maybe bring
Let me just tell you one card, Flash.
Yeah. Do a flash.
Flash would be nuts on turn 2, have 7/1s and draw some cards. This seems like a good reanimator card too. Like,
yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, it says good for Flash, Sneak and Show, and Recurring Nightmare.
Seems awesome.
Talisman of Unity out for the bounce land. Voice of Resurgent for Avacyn's Pilgrim. That's pretty good. Another mana dork.
Yeah. They were cutting some mana dork, so this one being more multicolor, I like it. Kitten's gone for Bring to Light. As I was talking about earlier, Bring to Light is going to be crazy. Especially domain decks. Come on, Triumphs.
We cut the two ultimatums for the two lands. For some
lands. I mean, the Dream Hall package is gone, so
yeah,
that out. Kenrith for the Weather Seed Treaty, which is one of the new sagas that has Read Ahead. So you can just put this right away as the third one and be able to attack with the big dude if you so choose to.
Well, they took out one of my wheel combos, Leovold.
No.
But they added Soul of Windgrace, which is insanely good for land stacks.
Okay, I'll have to see him played. I haven't seen him quite yet, but
I mean, he was a house in the draft format, but I feel like he'll be really good in the lands decks just because you have three different abilities you can do with the lands, and you can play lands when he attacks or enters the battlefield. So,
I mean, anything that works with Crucible of Worlds and like stuff to play from your graveyard.
Yeah,
I like Mana Confluence for Valakult. Let's go, Valakult's in. Scape Shift, fun times.
Sphinx of the Steel Wind is out for Thopter Foundry. Some more artifact stuff.
Yeah, Sphinx was good, but it was like also that just your opponent was kind of mad all the time. It's like I can't interact with it. It's that Thrun type situation.
Cauldron's out for Hearse. Cauldron was didn't really have a lot of support, so
yeah,
the Hearse will be better.
It was fun to think about, but I think Hearse is just better in broad sense. City of Traders for Sheldock, finally. Why did they kick out Sheldock Isle? I don't know why.
You're a huge fan of Sheldock.
Oh yeah, it's so good in Cube, where you have only 40 card decks. Like, you're already almost there, so a free spell for like two mana. So good. Digs through your deck. Crazy card.
Highly Cauldron Complete is out for Sword of the Meek, which is good with the 1/1s.
Yep, we're comboing Thopter Foundry. So Sword of the Meek, Thopter Foundry. It's a combo. Mindslaver is gone for Coveted Jewel. I haven't seen people getting mindslaved like that much. Plus, it's another one of those cards where I just hate being someone casting this against me.
Yeah.
Salt level. Mirage Mirror for Manifold Key. Super excited for this. Mirror was okay. It was fine. But the key is awesome for your Grim Monoliths and all those artifacts.
Yep. Relic for Solanter Guide. Solanter Guide is kind of a better version.
Yeah. Yeah. They're interchangeable, but yeah, I do like Soul Guide a little bit better. Sad Robot is gone for the Roaming Throne. I'm interested to see where this kind of triggers. It doubles whatever typal you choose.
Yeah, it's going to be really good with the Luminarchus Aspirant, the 1/1 counter thing, or
of course
new Nigelia, I think.
Yep, the Warriors I was thinking about, but other than that.
And Ulamog is out, but we get the Cityscape Leveler, which I've had some fun with in Commander.
Yeah, I love Leveler. Being able to unearth it himself is just so good. Yeah.
All right, and that's the list. So we're going to be cubing, and we'll let you know what we think. Josh is going to be having cube videos coming out all the time. So
yep.
Be sure to sub to our YouTube to check that out.
Follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/savagehunter77 for them live. Or just check out the YouTube.
And again, if you want to pick up any of the cards we talked about for your own cube, or you just want to try them out in your own commander deck or something, don't forget to use our TCG Player affiliate link, which is in the show notes. Damn. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.